A new piece of legislation would help ensure a smoother transition between presidential administrations. The bill would put a senior-level White House-led interagency transition council in place at least 6 months before Election Day to help with the move. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. He's also one of the bill's two sponsors, along with Delaware Democrat Tom Carper. Johnson told me how he perceives the transition process as it stands today.
I think we all understand what the awesome responsibility that job is. And having been an experienced manager myself and running a manufacturing plant that produces products and exports all over the world, you know, quite honestly, I would think it's got to be almost overwhelming trying to set up an administration and staff it literally within a few months. You know, after an election in November and all of a sudden you're sworn in basically 3 months. It's an incredible responsibility, almost an overwhelming task. So my guess is there's been very few, if any, smooth transitions. We always seem to get them done, which is good, and we've always transferred that power peacefully, which is a real tribute to our democracy and to our republic. But I think any administration, Democrat or Republican, needs additional help, and that's really what this bill is designed to do, working with the two heads of the former transition efforts, Edward Ted Kaufman in the Obama administration's transition, and then Mike Leavitt, who was heading the transition team and would have obviously completed it had Governor Romney won, getting their input, working with the Partnership for Public Service to do everything we can as a government and with the departments and agencies to get ready for that really, like I say, almost overwhelming task.
So it looks like this bill would get things going even before the election.
Yeah, it really is trying to set things up so that people are named and the structures at least described about 6 months before the election, which I think is certainly appropriate. You know, naming individuals within different agencies, senior career officials for each major component or subcomponent to oversee the transition activities, instruct agency heads to designate qualified career employees to serve as acting officers. I mean, there's a number of things, again, really based on the experience of men that were charged with that responsibility for President Obama and Governor Romney.
So that means then, I guess the implication there is that the standing federal workforce has people capable of keeping things going from at least a basic programmatic level, even when policy is not in place.
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, the government does not shut down. It continues on. But let's face it, with the new administration, decisions have to be made almost immediately. And those decisions have to be brought to the president's attention. And, you know, there have to be, you know, his appointees, the people he nominates to fill the, you know, certainly fill his cabinet, but, you know, all the other, you know, hundreds and you know, more than 1,000. People that he has to fill his administration with. I mean, that's a serious undertaking. So, yeah, the government will continue to function, but decisions need to be made, and the president needs to put in place individuals that, you know, are in that decision-making chain.
We're speaking with Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. And so would other agencies, well, I guess every agency then would have a part in transition, basically, not just the General Services Administration.
Yeah, the GSA obviously is kind of the core group that will oversee all this, but you know, this really does involve every agency. And again, I think primarily it's about thinking well ahead, you know, 6 months before the election, starting to designate the career senior officials that are going to be there. They're going to remain beyond, you know, the next president's term and into the next president's term to do everything they can to smooth the transition and help with the new appointees.
And would there be anything provided to incoming administrations or possible incoming administrations aside from office space?
Well, I think, again, the primary purpose of this bill is to designate the career officials that will assist in that transition. You know, there's already, this is just an addition to the current law in governing transitions where
sure,
you have, you know, funds appropriated and again, and that appropriately so. So this is just a modification, I'd say a improvement, which is one of the things we're trying to do in our committee. I have a manufacturing background, and so it's just sort of in my DNA, understand that nothing's perfect, and you're always striving for continuous improvement. I would view this as a needed measure of continuous improvement for this transition process.
And who would do the designating of those career officials?
Those would be really left up to the current administration and, those department heads.
But someone couldn't, burrow down into the civil service, as they call it, go from, Schedule C to whatever it's called for people that become civil service. They would probably not be eligible.
Well, one of the amendments I actually did attach as we reported this bill out of committee was an amendment to try and prevent that, burrowing in, or certainly highlight it, so that we get reports exactly on how many political appointees are converted to civil service, so we understand that. Now, there are certainly political appointees that are fully qualified, and I think the agencies and departments are glad that they become full-time civil servants and federal employees. I'm not opposed to that. We just need to understand exactly who those individuals are. And, from my standpoint, I think that would be not a particularly good faith gesture on the part of the current administration if you're changing, particularly if you're changing parties. That, I certainly hope that the administration would not designate political appointees that are converted into civil servants to head up that transition. That, to me, would not be a very good faith gesture.
And would the committee get a report on all of that?
Yeah, that's the purpose of my amendment, is that that the Congress gets a report on that. The American people are going to see who exactly are being converted from political appointees to civil servants. And again, not that there's anything wrong with it, but I think the fact that we make that a transparent process, I think, will help prevent any kind of abuse. It's a relatively simple bill, and I think it's pretty common sense, and I just certainly want to convey my appreciation to Senator Carper, who's really taken a lead on this and working with me and accepting some of my amendments that I think improve the bill. And I certainly want to applaud Edward Kaufman and Mike Levitt and the Partnership for Public Service for their efforts in, again, making an incremental improvement to this transition, which is extremely important for our republic.